These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending August 6, 2021. According to an analysis by the nonprofit SkyTruth and Global Fishing Watch, since August 2020, over 100 warships from at least 14 European countries, as well as Russia and the US, have had locations faked using the Automatic Identification System, or AIS. These fake locations were often in disputed or into territorial waters of another country and lasted up to days at a time. Researchers were not able to tie the fake signals to any country, organization, or individual, but they shared common characteristics, indicating they came from the same actor. The security firm Armis published details on a series of 9 security vulnerabilities called Pwned Piper, impacting Translogic pneumatic tube systems, currently used in over 3,000 hospitals to move things like lab supplies and medicine. An attacker on a hospital's internal network could effectively use the vulnerabilities to take over the entire tube network. Translogic says a software update for all but one of the vulnerabilities has been developed, with a mitigation technique available for the unpatched vulnerability. Google now allows the Chrome for Android app to be used as two-factor authentication security key method for Google accounts. When signing in on desktop, users will get a phone notification that someone is trying to sign in on a nearby device. After confirming the sign-in on Chrome, the phone will connect over Bluetooth to confirm proximity. French intelligence investigators say Pegasus spyware has been found on the phones of 3 journalists, including a senior staff member at the country's international television station, France 24, corroborating the findings of a previously released Amnesty International report on the NSO group, finding that their spyware was targeting journalists. Zoom has agreed to an $85 million settlement for a lawsuit filed in March 2020 in the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California. The suit accused Zoom of sharing personal user data with third parties, including Facebook, Google, and LinkedIn, as well as enabling Zoom bombing incidents. The settlement requires judicial approval to be finalized. Facebook banned the personal accounts of researchers with the NYU Ad Observatory, saying the researchers violated its terms by scraping user data without permission. The researchers created a browser plugin called Ad Observer, which collected data on political ad targeting for use by researchers, but claimed to not collect any personally identifiable information. Facebook says it offered to provide data to the researchers directly and warned them of a possible ban last year. Facebook changed how it displays privacy settings, moving away from the centralized settings introduced in 2018. Settings are now grouped into 6 broad categories: account, preferences, audience and visibility, permissions, your information, and community standards and legal policies. The company's guided privacy checkup setting review is now featured more prominently in account settings. The Department of Homeland Security announced the Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative, an initiative to combat ransomware and cyber attacks against cloud computing providers. The collaborative is partnering with public cloud providers Google, Microsoft, and Amazon, telcos Verizon and AT&T, as well as security companies FireEye and Palo Alto Networks. And finally, Microsoft announced Super Duper Secure Mode, a new experimental mode for the Edge browser that will turn off just-in-time compilation in its JavaScript engine to improve security, although performance on some websites may suffer. A Mozilla study recently found over half of real-world Chrome exploits since 2018 were related to just-in-time compilation. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.